Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Pat Council, and you are listening to Wonderful Wednesday. Our topic for today is releasing personal problems and recognizing the real you, how you go beyond what is holding you back. Or maybe I should say what we allow to hold us back. Well, if you're allowing something to hold you back, or you feel like you're being held back, no matter how you want to look at it, today I'm going to share four strategies with you to help you deal with those personal problems and to recognize the real you. Before we get to that, I just want to remind you guys that we're shifting kind of our overall theme a little bit, not totally changing it, but just shifting it a little bit. Magnificence is what we're going to talk about a lot. We're not getting away from the concept of doing life with power, because really without power, your magnificence doesn't even exist. So the two are first cousins. They work together. We're going to continue throughout the rest of the year to bring you information that will help you discover how to monetize your talents and build your dream life. So that's kind of going to be our central theme until I decide to change it, or until I'm inspired to change it. So with that being said, let's get to our topic for today. So we're going to talk about releasing personal problems and recognizing the real you. A part of even doing life with power or releasing your magnificence is about recognizing who you really are, the truth about you as a human being, whatever challenges that you're facing. And I think we all at some point in time go through different challenges, and some of them are on what we call a low scale, where it kind of stings a little bit, but we get over it quickly. Some of them can be really at a high level, and in that it takes a minute to get over it. Some people, as a matter of fact, find themselves kind of in that loop, which I talked about this yesterday a little bit on our Tone It Up Tuesday, where I talked about discover the magnificent you and achieve. And so why it's important to see your best. And so if you missed yesterday's show, you want to go and check it out. So I don't repeat everything, just listen to yesterday's show. All right, let's press on. The reality of it is, who you are as a human being is you're quite resilient. You're very capable, and you can be resourceful. If you want to overcome problems, I'm going to share these four strategies with you that will help you at least put things in order and get on track to making it happen. Now, I want to say this, that no matter where you are in your life today, if you feel like you're bogged down by these problems, the object of the game is for you to make a decision. Now, that would kind of make it a fifth strategy, but you have to make a decision that, listen, I am going to, and here's your first strategy, face the problem. I'm going to look at this problem, and I'm using the word problem on purpose because most people can relate to the word problem. I normally call it a challenge because I see it as something that I need to, it's a part of, let's say, my game of life, where I'm confronted with this challenge. And so now I have to be clever enough, resourceful enough, wise enough, spiritual enough, strong enough to overcome whatever this challenge is. But let's go with problems for today. So you want to face that problem. And once you face that problem, then what you're doing is you're saying, okay, I'm not going to bury my head in the sand. I'm not going to pretend it doesn't exist. I'm not going to wish it goes away, because wishing it away does not make it go away. It would be nice if that did work. And if you wanted to wish for something, wish that the magnificent you comes forward, because that's who you are. So when you recognize the real you, how powerful you are as a human being and what you're capable of doing, that's where you'll start wishing. Okay, wishing that shines through. And then you go from wishing to compelling it to come through, to commanding it to come through, to decreeing that it comes through, and finally declaring that it is shining through, that your magnificence is shining through. So face the problem. Whatever it is. As a matter of fact, you can go so far as to write it down, because sometimes when you write things out and you can see how they look, now you can kind of take a step back and go, okay, wow, this is not going to be as difficult to solve as I thought. There are things, if you ever had something happen in your life and you thought, man, this is going to be oh so awful. Well, I'll give you a real life example. Mine, several years ago, I got a letter from the IRS, and the IRS, they were saying, okay, you owe us X number of dollars. And it was a lot of money. And I thought, man, I don't have that kind of money right now. And this is when I was still in real estate. And I thought, wow, you know, I filed my taxes and are you telling me I owe you this much in, you know, back pay? So, first thing, I wanted to call my accountant and kind of ask him what happened and let him troubleshoot this for me and deal with this for me. But my accountant had gone out of business. But anyway, where I'm going with this is that at that point, once I realized that my accountant was out of business, I thought, wow, I either have to find another accountant or, you know what, I could deal with this myself. And I'll be honest, my pride and my ego, which these are two very dangerous things. Okay. And, they said, okay, you know, you don't want to go to another accountant. You don't know who they are. And so you don't want kind of all of your business out there. So handle this quietly, handle this yourself. Now, I waited to handle it, and I made this problem bigger and bigger and bigger in my own mind. I saw the IRS is, they're going to come get me. You know, they're going to arrest me. You know, I'm going to debtor's prison. Do they even have debtor's prison? You know, or they're going to get me for income tax evasion, which I didn't evade taxes. See, but this is what happens when you don't face a problem. You bury it as though you pretend it doesn't exist, but it's in your mind. And in the meantime, your conscious mind is wreaking havoc on you. It is running rampant with here are all the possibilities of things that could go wrong. The fear factor steps in. Well, at some point I decided, you know what? Hey, you know, you're a successful business person. Step up, step out there, make this thing happen. Make this go away, fix this. So I faced the problem. One of which I did was, in order to face that problem, I gathered my own information before I contacted an accountant. And of course, they wanted to charge me a lot of money to fix the problem. And I thought, you know what, given what I've read, I think I can kind of fix this myself. Now, I did fix it on my own. But where I'm going with this is that I faced the problem. And when I faced that problem, what happened was it wasn't as big as I thought it was. Just because you hear the words or the letters IRS, that doesn't mean you have to run and shake in your boots and run and get under the bed and peek out. You know, so or hide in the closet. Okay, face the problem. It doesn't matter what that problem is, because oftentimes it's not as big as you think it is. And even if it is as big as you think it is, then guess what? You have the ability to overcome it, which is my next point. My next point is acknowledge that you can overcome any challenge, any problem that you're faced with. You have the ability to overcome that issue. It is within you to make it happen. There are people I know of stories when I was in direct sales. There were people who had just like 2 days to reach a huge sales goal so they can get to the next level. And guess what? They did what they had to do. For them, that was a big challenge. And in their minds, that was a problem. Why? Because in some cases, it meant if they didn't meet the sales goal, that they were going to have to take a step back. In other words, they'd have to go from being at the top level to kind of dropping down a level or two. And they didn't want to make that happen because they had to qualify to get to that top level. So they didn't want to go through that process again. So the point is that what they did is they acknowledged that, wait a minute, I'm not going to let this problem make it bigger than I am. because I can overcome any challenge. So they made the decision that they were going to overcome any challenge. You know what stops us from overcoming our problems is that we don't recognize who we really are. We don't acknowledge that we are just that powerful. We shy away from embracing the idea that we are in fact magnificent beings. We shy away from all of that. We shy away from the wonder that has been put into every human being on the planet. We shy away from all of that and we look towards fear. We look towards I'm less than. We look towards, oh no, there isn't enough. We look towards lack. Understand this. If you want to deal with those personal problems, then acknowledge that you can overcome any challenge. Now, I want to say this. This is not just about like self-empowerment or self-help. It's just that this is the only category that were available online to put these shows under. But this goes beyond that. These are actual tangible techniques that if you pay attention to them, if you implement them, then you're going to get some very positive results. And I am certain of that. Why am I certain? I'm certain of that because been there, done that. Use the exact same ideology, the exact same way of thinking. And I embraced my magnificence. I embraced the idea that as a human being, I have the power within to make changes at any given time. It's just like you have the power to eat when you want to. You can go to any fast food restaurant out there. Okay. Now, unless you need someone to drive you or something, that's a whole nother ball game. But you can certainly get to your refrigerator and grab something out of there. So you have the power to eat when you want to, even if it's, I don't know, even if it's like what, 60 day old cheese. I don't know. Is that like something people eat? I don't know. But it doesn't matter what it is. You have the power. And so it's just as easy as going to your refrigerator to get something to eat. And when I say just as easy as, don't minimize the fact that, wait a minute, I don't have to do that much work. No, what I'm saying is making the decision. Because before you go to that refrigerator, you make the decision. Before you go to a movie, you make the decision. And strangely enough, we don't make that a struggle. We go. Now, but then when we're confronted with a problem, something we don't want to deal with, we make it bigger than we are. It's not bigger. So you want to acknowledge that you can overcome any challenge. So now we're facing the problem. And now we have called on our strength and our courage and our confidence by acknowledging that we can overcome any challenge. And then here's the other thing. Now, once you acknowledge that, now you got to, there's always some action involved, you guys, no matter what. You can't just, as I said, wish it away. So you want to list your options. See, you want to look at this, use the logical side of your brain, and you want to look at this and say, okay, what are my options? In this case, what options do I have? In the case of the IRS, I thought about what are my options. First of all, I could go to an accountant, and I did contact a few accountants, but I realized that, and maybe I contacted some of the wrong ones, and this was several years ago, I realized because of what I did not know, they wanted to charge me a lot, okay, to do something actually that I did for myself, and I did it quite nicely. Okay, so I list my options. Now, here it is. The IRS is asking for this large sum of money, and now the accountants want to charge me based on the amount of money that the IRS is asking me for. And I thought, wow, I'm just like adding to my issues. And now I want to say this. I always have to do my caveats. Now, this is what worked for me. Okay, sometimes you have to go to an accountant. So go. Okay, if you can go, go. In this case, real estate was on its decline. And so the funds that I normally had had also declined and was continuing to decline. And so I list my options. So as I talked to the IRS, I realized all of the answers that I needed to know were in one of two places, online, or I just called them and say, hey, this is where I am. This is what I'm going to do. And then I put the ball in their court and then let them volley the ball back to me, and in which case I could decide which direction to move in. So I made the right decisions, of course, when I listed my options, and I realized that, okay, there were things that I could do. I could get that that amount of money cut way, way down. I can, you know, get them off of my back so they didn't go into my bank account and take the monies that I did have. So I realized I had some options there. Now, when you list your options, you're going to see if they're limited. And if you have limited options, then you want to find ways to become more resourceful. Resourcefulness is a big deal when it comes to success, when it comes to achievement. That's why when people start to talk about what isn't, and they find reasons to hate people and other from other genders, other ethnic groups. Yeah, what is that about? Okay, we're all here and we have to breathe oxygen. We all need to eat to live. We all basically want to have that dream life. We all want to be able to deliver something good, even if we think we don't. Okay, it's why we're complaining, because there's some dissatisfaction going on. And of course, the mistake that we make is instead of becoming resourceful, we look to drain the resources of others, so to speak. So you really want to recognize that, list your options, and if you find that you're limited, then you find a way to become more resourceful. Now, at this point, we have some resources that will help you become more resourceful. And now, how do you become more resourceful? This is my fourth point, and this is our last point as we wrap up for today. You have to be open to opportunities, and opportunities come through people. They come through who you know. They come from what you know. And so you want to spend time learning something, even if you have to learn something new. Stop convincing yourself that it's difficult and just learn it, because you're so magnificent. You have some amazing powers. And this isn't about, you know, you being about your age. You know, I know people who are like in their late 80s. Okay. And they are thriving. They are happy about their lives, not even thinking about dying, not even thinking about, well, you know, I'm retired, so I need a rocking chair so I can go sit on the porch, you know? And so no, they're not thinking like that. They're thinking, hey, I'm here. This is life. I'm loving it. What's next? And so that's how you become resourceful. You remember that magic, those magic words, what's next? So you want to recognize that you want to see what opportunities are there for you. Where can you go? Who can you connect with? What can you tap into? What can you become a part of? What groups should you join? And it's not all about what they can do for you, but what can you deliver to them? See, resourcefulness, you build resources by being a resource also. And we all have something we can bring to the table. It's just a matter of you recognizing the real you. And of course, you have to embrace it and not worry about what the rest of the world thinks. Who cares, right? You know what? I always tell people this. I have to say this. I always tell people, it doesn't matter who you are, what you're doing, or how good you are at something. There's always going to be someone that can complain about you, don't like you. You can always find somebody that can find something wrong with whatever it is you're doing. Doesn't matter. So you might as well live your life and be excited about it. There it is. That's releasing the real you. You want problems to go away, then release the real you. Because here's the kicker. The kicker is that if you want to go beyond what's holding you back, then stop holding you back. So, okay, did that sting a bit? Hey, it might sting a bit, but that's all right. It heals. So you want to stop holding yourself back. So become that resource. And by being open to opportunities, opportunities come through people. Understand that. Do not let shows like American Greed and Scam and dramas that are filled with negativity cause you to tone down your magnificence and block your own success, or block the road that leads to your dream life. You are magnificent. So be magnificent. And recognize that. You want to release your personal problems? Face them. Deal with them. Acknowledge that you have the ability to overcome them. Check your options. And then be open to opportunities. See, that's the only way they're going to disappear. A friend of mine who was a multimillionaire and recently passed away, one of the things that we talked about, and this was like the last conversation that I had with him, and we were talking, and we were actually sitting at outside of a smoothie place, and he was having a smoothie, and I was listening because I love soaking up wisdom and I love connecting to people and who have something amazing to share. And we were talking about different projects and different things that people were doing and some of the people that were having challenges. And one of the things that he said was that, you know what, whenever there's a money problem, whenever there's a problem moving forward with anything, whenever you have any kind of issue that you feel like you cannot solve, it means that you have not made enough connections. You don't know enough people. And if you know a lot of people, then it means you don't know enough of the people that can help you overcome these challenges or can help you get to where it is you want to be, which means you don't know enough of the right people. It doesn't mean you have to dismiss the people that you know, but it means you have to get to know some more people. And that was kind of the last bit of wisdom that he left me with. And so he was 100% right, because that's where your resourcefulness comes from. Hey, listen, you guys, I don't want to talk all day. So I just wanted to kind of give you some insight as to how you can release those personal problems. So as we continue on Designing Your Life Today, we're going to eventually get into ways that you can monetize your talent and build your dream life. And I'm going to make it such that you guys can kind of share where you are. If you're stuck on something, if you can't figure out how to monetize your talent, I'm actually going to give you some insight and help you with that on Designing Your Life Today. So we want you to win. Our goal is to have 1 million people doing life with power. That means 1 million people shining with magnificence and just being their very best. So we are really excited about what we have coming for you on Designing Your Life Today. Okay, I believe that's all I have for you. Enjoy this wonderful Wednesday. And you know what? I think I'm going to sign off by saying you are magnificent. So be magnificent. Okay, do life with power also. You guys have a great day.